Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, welcome back. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and you're listening to Bible Line. Today, we're going to answer another user-submitted question, and it's a very good question, very prevalent to the times that we're in today. And don't forget, if you have a question, send it to us. You can send me an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. You can visit our website, BibleLineMinistries.org, and there's a yellow link there that says send us a question. Click on that, fill out the information, and we're going to answer your question as soon as we can. All right, so today's question comes from Neil, and Neil's a faithful listener. I'm glad to know Neil a little bit on a personal level. So Neil, hope you're doing well, praying for you. I know you've got a lot of decisions to make, and we're here for you. He has a very good question. Here's his question. Is there a point biblically when a child of God no longer has to submit to the government or those in secular positions of authority above them if that government crosses a certain line? Hope this is clear. It's an excellent question. I absolutely understand why it's being asked, because we are living in a world right now where personal liberties are being infringed upon. Even here in the United States, with everything going on with the virus and all those different things, there's a lot of things that are like, whoa, we're being told to do what? Why? What's the logic behind this? You know, people are losing their jobs, so on and so forth. So I understand that. And even outside of America, it's getting crazy. But the question is there somewhere in the Bible where we can point to biblically where it says we can disobey our government? Well, there are not necessarily clear instructions, but there are some examples, and that's what I want to look at. So first off, in Romans chapter 13, we start there in verse 1, we have some instruction about how believers are supposed to live with those who have rule over them. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So the leaders that have been put in place are put in place by God. Pretty clear. And every soul needs to be subject unto those higher powers. Now, you look all through the Old Testament, and Israel, because of their disobedience, had some pretty wicked rulers. I believe God allowed that to happen as a consequence of their discipline. We don't have time to go into all of that. But it's very clear, Israel was disobedient, God brought a nation to have rule over them, to discipline them. This is how God intended for it to be. Okay, so, I mean, I look here in America, and we've got some pretty wicked things going on here, and we have some pretty wicked rulers. Well, this is kind of what you get, you know, moving off of that. But then we have here, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, we're in verse 2, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. So it's pretty clear. If we're going to disobey the government and it's not for proper reasons, we're out of line with what God's word says. This is why we should be in subjection to those who have rule over us. Okay. It's also why it's important to vote and make sure that you know who you're voting for and why you're voting for them, so on and so forth. Don't just check a box because they line up with your party. Okay. Do the research. It's a privilege to be able to vote. Of course, we can go many different directions with this video. But getting back to the point, is there a time where we can disobey? Two things come to my mind. The first one is in Daniel chapter 3. It's talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were specifically told, when you hear this music and you hear all this clamor going on, you are to fall down and you are to worship this golden image. Uh-uh. There's clear instruction for them not to do that. Thou shalt have no gods before me. I am the Lord your God, and I am one. Okay? They would be disobeying the Shema, which they knew clearly, and they disobeyed that instruction. Even though Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, I am getting really angry here. You guys better do what I told you to do. They said, nope, we're not going to do it. And they faced consequences. Of course, you know the fiery furnace after that, and there was one walking with them. It's a wonderful story. That's a perfect example of where the government was clearly out of line with what God had said was right. And the other one that comes to my mind, and I'm sure there could be others, is in Acts chapter 5, and I believe it's in verse 29. But of course, if you know the story, the disciples, this is after Christ came back from the dead, they had seen him, they had met with him. This is after he ascended. They've got a lot of power. They've got the Holy Spirit. They're confident. It's just exciting times. They're teaching about Jesus, teaching about his resurrection. They're going to the Jews. Eventually, they go to the Gentiles. It's just a really exciting time. The Pharisees don't like it. They do not like it because it threatens their power. It threatens their narrative. And they begin to tell them, hey, no more. No more talking about Jesus. No more teaching about him. And if you do it again, you're going to be disciplined for it. There's a famous verse, and it says, this is what Peter says in Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins, and we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Now listen to the response of those that heard him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. They weren't happy about it. Oh well. Oh well. They had clear instruction on what they were supposed to do. So to answer your question, I would look at those two situations. And then pray. Pray that the Lord gives you strength to go through the times that you're going through. Friends, we're going to go through persecution. You'd be naive to think if you're not. Maybe we're going to have to come to a point where we may have to lose our jobs. We may have to lose the right to see people and, you know, things that we hold so dear. But if we're suffering for the right things, if we're suffering for the gospel, we need to continue to do so. But if we're ever told to go against what God clearly says in his word, we need to be prepared to stand for it. And we need to pray for strength, because I believe the Lord wants us to go through those times. I hope that answers your question. Neil, again, we're praying for you. God bless you. And until next time, send in your questions. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.